Well, we move into the third, the final hour of London at Large, and we are going to start off kind of revisiting a frustration of mine that three press releases coming out, not one of them with any new idea. We've already hit it, supposedly, with the big three. There's no more good ideas. Well, this is the time, and we started this conversation last week, where maybe we should be opening up the doors to other ideas. Maybe we should be allowing other political philosophies to come in. But what would happen if I told you there's a political science professor who is actually now running, not as any of those big three, but for the Freedom Party of Ontario? Well, what makes somebody choose that? Well, we'll talk about this as we kick off that third, the final hour of London at Large. This is News Talk 1290. I wanted to have this discussion. Salim Mansour has joined the Freedom Party of Ontario and is running for the provincial election. Salim, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate this.
Thank you, Al, for having me.
I want to talk to you. I'm getting very frustrated with what's going on already in the Ontario election. And just about an hour ago, not even that, got a press release talking about Andrea Horvath and the hypocrisy that she is talking about. She says that taxpayers should not be paying for meals and parking. And in the meantime, while she was in London, here's where she ate and where she parked. And I'm sitting there, are we so far out of ideas already that this is what's coming on?
Al, I mean, you're not the only one frustrated. You are part of the majority in Ontario. In 2011 election, Al, 49% of eligible voters voted. That was a dismal record. That means 51% of the voter, that is you, Al, or you fit the profile, said none of the above. What is happening over the past several decades, I might say, we can go back all the way to Andrea Horvath's previous incarnation as Bob Rae, NDP government. That's about two decades ago. What we've been having is in Ontario, as in many of the advanced Western democracies, what is a closed loop. We have in Ontario the three parties. We have the big unions. We have crony capitalism. And it is a closed loop. There's no further discussion. The people are simply there to vote and then basically shut up and go away. And that's the frustration that has built up over time. It's genuine. People are fed up. We have been cheated. We have been betrayed. I don't have the time, but if you give me the time, we can run through the list of how the people have been cheated in this province over the past decade by the McGuinty, Kaplan, Wynne Liberals. We have had 11 deficit budgets. We have in the neighborhood of $300 billion crushing debt.
Mr. Mansour,
there is
Mr.
no
Mansour.
Sign of any change taking place. And so people feeling, you know, they cannot do anything, they have stopped voting. 51% didn't vote. Al, that's you. You didn't vote. I'm assuming, you know, you're part of that majority.
Right.
And we in Freedom Party, we have stepped forward. We have been there for quite some time. And we are saying we must restore trust. This election is all about trust. We must restore trust. And the way we can do that is the people taking the responsibility, the people stepping forward to break the closed loop, to elect someone that they will trust, will represent them, will speak for them, will stand with them, understand what is the crushing problem of the hardworking people of Ontario. That is you, that is me, that is your callers. And we hold the people who will form the government their feet to fire.
Mr. Mansour, I've got to ask you, though, as you are a political science professor over at Western University.
Absolutely, yeah, go ahead.
You're a columnist with newspapers, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't exactly like you looked around and you said, okay, I'm just going to kind of form some ideals or agree with somebody's ideals. As a political science professor, you recognize how long it's been in Ontario since we said, okay, well, apart from the Ontario PCs, the Liberals, or the NDP, apart from those three, we're going to bring in somebody else. You know how hard that is. As somebody that chose the Freedom Party of Ontario, there must have been a little bit of knowledge of that going into this decision, no?
Yes, Al, since you are asking me as a political science professor, or somebody who has studied and devoted in some ways my entire adult life to the subject of politics, history, sociology, culture, etc. So let me take a moment from you. It is extremely difficult what you have said. It is very rare that a fourth party breaks in and snaps the closed loop. But it happens. It has happened. I want to remind you, you know, in 1989, this is in the federal level in Canada, in 1989, when the voters in Alberta, up north in Alberta, voted Deborah Gray for the Reform Party. The Reform Party was a federal party. It was a fourth, fifth, sixth party, whatever you want to describe it. It was not part of the closed loop at that time. The PC, the Liberals, and the NDP sitting in Ottawa. They elected Deborah Gray and sent her in to snap the closed loop. And the rest, my friend Al, is history. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Right. Reform Party changed the political map of Canada. I was a member of that party. I ran. I supported the party. And then President Manning, as a leader, came down. And in one of our conversations, he said, why don't you take the responsibility? Why do you stand on the sideline? Why don't you step forward? Your credibility will be only there when you take responsibility. And I took President Manning's word. And I ran, sought the nomination in London West in 2000. We were defeated in 2000, but Al, you and I are Londoner. Look at the political map of London. We have in London West a Conservative. We have in London North a Conservative. Big things, important things, significant things, Al, don't start with a bang. Most often it starts with small changes. And if the people of London North Centre want to bring about a change, instead of feeling frustrated, instead of saying, you know, my vote for a party other than this three is wasted, but then they waste their vote by staying home, or they waste their vote for voting for the same. So they can vote for somebody who is with them, who has been in the battle. You know, if anybody wants to look at my record, they can go in and look at my record. I have never flinched. I have faced the most ferocious opposition on many issues of domestic and international. But I haven't flinched. I have taken the shot and I have explained myself and I have stood in the public. Now, this time around, you know, with Freedom Party, you know, it's the old question now. It's a very old question that keeps coming back to each one of us as a conscious citizen. Nothing big, nothing dramatic, simple. If not I, then who?
Speaking with Salim Mansour, Salim Mansour is with the Freedom Party of Ontario, running in London North Centre for this provincial election. Mr. Mansour, I want to ask you, this is the frustration that I get, and this is the frustration that I think a lot of voters get, and it is that rather than saying, here's what we are going to do, it is the rhetoric often comes out, look at what these guys did. So let me ask you right now, Salim Mansour, everybody does take up your cause, and they say, you know what?
We don't is the people's cause, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, and they say I don't want to vote for the big three. I don't want to vote for the Green Party, which is kind of the unknown fourth. I do want to vote for the Freedom Party of Ontario. Let me ask you something. What are you going to do? And that's I think, what is the Freedom Party of Ontario going to do? That's what we want to
do. Well, the Freedom Party of Ontario for this election, 2011, has a very straightforward, clear, concise platform. We're going to work the hardest, the damnedest, to balance the budget. We will hold, as I said, feet to the fire of whoever forms the government to bring about a balanced budget. We just cannot go forward as we have been going forward. So that's the number one commitment we will do. I do not have any delusion, nor does any Freedom Party member have any delusion that we are going to form a government. So as a single MPP, as a man in the parliament that you in London North Centre send me to Queen's Park, that will be my job. I will be day and night focus on finding way to balance the budget and hold these people responsible. No expense account for muffin for whoever is the MPP. And number two, summer is right here. We will be fighting. We will be raising the issue of affordable electricity by pulling the plug on already existing liberal deals without a penalty. We will force whoever forms the government to break the sweetheart deals that the McGuinty win liberals have made with the energy companies. With, for instance, you know, the boondoggles in the waste with the wind farms that they have done. So we will be insisting, as the Ontario Court of Appeal in November 1913, I think, was the decision that came down, said that the government does not have to pay the extortionate rate that the Liberals agreed to in their government contract with wind power producers. So that's what we will be doing. We want to push back these sweetheart deals. We want to make the electricity available, you know, at lower prices. And we want the market mechanism to come into operation. That is price competition. That is giving the consumers in Ontario the choice. That's the two basic fundamental platform that we are standing for. We are not here to promise anything. I personally do not believe in promising anything. I do not believe that by promising I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul. That's what these people have been doing. And personally, just as the Freedom Party stands for, I personally say it is about restoring trust. I would say to the London North Centre voters, you know, elect me, but keep your pink slip ready to fire me next time around. That's what I would be saying, and that's what I'm saying to you, Al, so that through you to the voters in London North Centre. Please, don't just mark the X on the ballot on June 12th for Salim Mansour, but keep your pink slip ready. As I was saying to you a little while ago, if not I, who? If not now, when? I feel that, you know, it is important for those of us who believe in responsibility. I go in front of my students. I talk to my students. And then the students, they walk out. I walk out. And then we're looking at these people. The Deb Matthew, the Nancy Branscombs, the whoever else they are, the same old tune, as if we have run out. You know, Al, we were Ontario, the anchor of our federation. You remember that, I hope.
Oh, very well,
I hope you are my generation. We were the anchor. We were the engine of our economy, national economy. What are we now, 20 years later, since the Ray government, the Eves government, and the McGuinty Wynn government, what are we now? We are broke. We are a have-not province. We, who used to give money out from Newfoundland and PEI to British Columbia, we are on the receiving end.
No,
where is the pride in Ontario gone?
I agree with you 100%, Mr. Mansour. We have to leave it there. But thank you very much for the time today. I wish you the best of luck in the election.
Al, thank you so much for having me. All the best. Bye.
All right. And to Salim Mansour again, running with the Freedom Party of Ontario in London North Centre. He brings up a good point, and that is we get upset because London has no voice. And I brought this up on Friday. My area has no voice, right? Because if, let's say, you elect, he brought up the name Nancy Branscombe. Do I honestly believe Nancy Branscombe is going to sit there and say, well, yes, but I want my voice for London. I want to fight for what's done in London. No. She has to make deals with everybody in the PC government to try to get that voice heard. Got an email in from Graham saying, you asked why we don't give, and he used the phrase fringe parties, and I recognize every time I use that, people in the Freedom Party get upset because they don't fit that definition. We're using fringe as in on the fringe of being in the big three. I lay blame mostly on all forms of provincial media, as they're seemingly always excluded from televised debates, as well as given no chance for meaningful interviews anywhere. If it wasn't for Bob Metz, I'd never have heard of the Freedom Party. Thank you for the email, Graham, al@cjbk.com. Well, yes, you're absolutely right. The we do tend to get top heavy. But a lot of that, it's kind of one of those awkward things when we are in the media, is part of us says, okay, well, all anybody's talking about is those big three. So people are curious, naturally, about what Kathleen Wynne, Andrea Horvath, and Tim Hudak are up to. Those are the big three that we, those are the natural curiosities. And yes, we have a duty to speak about what the platforms are of the other parties. But at the same time, if we did a whole show saying, okay, here are the other parties, and we did that week in, week out, people would sit there and say, well, gee, I don't understand. I'm not listening to you. Are you kidding me? You don't ever talk about the issues that I'm interested in. So you're right. We need to do a better job of getting voices for these other parties. But at the same time, I'm going to point back towards the voter. Listen, we aren't able to go through all of the platforms of all of the leaders. We're not able to do that. There's not enough time. I would need a 7-hour show rather than a 3-hour show to get through all of that from now until the end of the election to finally get through every point of the different leaders. There's just not enough time. So I would point back to you and say, listen, with the web the way it is, you guys got to get informed as well. I will take blame for us not doing a good enough job, provided you take blame for you not doing a good enough job either. There is a billion different ways, And then, of course, when we do have anybody on, of course, all we hear about is, well, yeah, but you let him spin this and you let her spin that. That's not the truth. That's not the this. And we get confused in the numbers anyways. 3:24 the time. Mike Stubbs is waiting patiently in the glass cage of emotion, the fishbowl, if you will, down by FanFest in front of Budweiser Gardens. We'll check in with him next. Find out what's going on down there. Get you set for London in the afternoon. This is London at Large, News Talk 1290, CJBK.